نقطة حارة بالضبط.
We meet Mohammed Abu Gaba manning a checkpoint on a central Tripoli street.
Hello there.
Mohammed, a 21-year-old pilot trainee, grew up on Zawiya Street.
And we need to be safe here because we know the militia, you know, mafias. Gaddafi is mafias. They attack the families and rape our males.
Welcome, Free Libya.
For the last week, he and his lifelong neighbor, Mohammed Badi, a student of French, have been manning a checkpoint, stopping cars and trucks traveling through their neighborhood. This checkpoint, multiplied by the thousands across this sprawling city of 1.5 million people, helps explain why Tripoli has suffered only small-scale looting since the sudden collapse of the Gaddafi government. The checkpoints did not spring up by accident.
Every square has a local council. Our council, we call it like Zawiya Street.
Since May, underground military councils form neighborhood by neighborhood. Mohammed joined on the block level.
We do it in secret. We don't need to be in public because if the government know, Gaddafi's government know, we have a council here, they will kill us and catch us and put us in prison.
Critics say the city is awash with guns. Mohammed says the guns at his checkpoint are strictly controlled by his neighborhood military council.
Kalashnikov from our council, and I must get it back to them. And they check our, you know, yes, they count it, and if I shoot one, there will be, I will be in trouble.
Mohammed Badi grew up across the street from Mohammed Abu Gaba.
I trust him too much. If I don't trust him, I don't give him my bag. I mean, you have a gun, I know. We don't like the guns very much in Libya.
1 week after Tripoli's uprising, as the city returns to normal, we can't show you pictures of looted stores on Zawiya Street. The key, Mohammed Abu Gaba says, is neighborhood unity.
All the buildings, we just like one man here.
Later, we encounter Mohammed down the street, directing traffic in front of the neighborhood mosque.
This car is coming from Sirata, and there's another army is coming from Benghazi. That means we are one country. They are coming to free us, to Tripoli, to free us. That means we are a country. We were not separated at all.
With luck, the unity displayed on the block level here in Tripoli will play large in Libya.
This is Sirata army, that car.
Allowing for a new government of national unity. James Brooke, VOA News, Tripoli.